The debate began with the moderator voicing an audience member's concern over the tone of the race for the state's highest court.
This is a question to both candidates. How do you respond to the widely held perception among attorneys that this year's negative Supreme Court campaign has tarnished the reputation of Wisconsin Supreme Court?
And there were other concerns. Members of the Dane County Bar Association questioned whether one candidate's tough-on-crime ads would predispose Annette Ziegler to rule against criminal appeals. Another attorney wanted the candidate's views on whether this supposedly nonpartisan race would tip the presumed political balance of the state's highest court. Madison attorney and Supreme Court candidate Linda Clifford.
It's ridiculous to try to predict how a justice might vote along liberal or conservative lines, because we could run the whole state by computer if you could just plug in the facts.
Clifford says what's important is careful analysis of cases by justices and the assurance they can be fair. Clifford claims her opponent, a Washington County judge, crossed what she says is a bright line in legal ethics by ruling on cases that involved a bank where Ziegler's husband serves on the board of directors. Ziegler maintains the standards of judicial conduct are what she called both subjective and objective.
I have recused myself on a number of cases where I could not sit fairly and impartially or would have the appearance of that. And that's something I take very seriously.
The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has filed a complaint about Ziegler not recusing herself in other cases. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.